Sudanese-born Den Malik is a qualified youth worker and has experienced what he describes as racial profiling by Victoria's police force. He recalls one of the many times he was pulled over by police in what was supposed to be a random check.
I was asked to produce my documents to prove that the car belongs to me. So I asked the police, what have, was there anything that I've done wrong or anything? And said, we just want to make sure the car belongs to you, mate.
Law student of Indian Fijian heritage, Sajda Yaqub, has also grown frustrated with random police stop and checks, which she believes are based on race, not reasonable suspicion of wrongdoing.
It makes you feel like an outsider. So it makes you feel like you're doing something wrong without ever having that intention. And it's almost as if they're planting a seed in your head and telling you that because, you know, you come from a particular faith, you should be sort of plotting against us, or you should be, you know, against us in some way, that you're not really part of this society as such, and that they have a right to stop you and question you.
The pair are part of a network of young people in Melbourne's inner north who are banding together to raise awareness of the issue. Based in the Flemington and Kensington Community Legal Centre, the peer advocacy team aims to support young people who have been impacted by discriminatory police behaviour.
We run Know Your Rights forums. So those forums are to basically educate, you know, the wider communities in different areas on like what exactly your rights are, what you do have to say when you're stopped, what you don't have to say, and the fact that you do have the right to remain silent, that you don't necessarily have to, you know, undergo this type of like intrusive questioning.
The advocacy team behind the project has also produced a video aiming to address the impacts of so-called racial profiling on themselves, their friends, and communities. It also calls for urgent action from Victoria Police and the Victorian Parliament to monitor and end the practice.
Our police force are meant to protect us, not scare us.
But we get treated with suspicion wherever we go.
Sociologist from Victoria University, Dr. Claire Land, says she hopes to see Victoria Police implement methods of tracking the levels of racial profiling in their random stop and checks.
Well, we're asking the police to adopt a new habit, which is to record the reasons for stops, the perceived race of those they're stopping, and also the outcome of the stops. And that way we can sit down together, review the statistics.
In 2013, Victoria Police committed to explore the possibility of collecting data on stop and checks, but it's yet to implement such a policy. In a statement, it says it has zero tolerance for racial profiling, adding that members are trained to police in response to a person's behaviour, not the colour of their skin. However, Dr. Land says police policy and the experiences of young people do not match up.
There's a gap between police policy, which rightly outlaws police from racially profiling. There's a gap between that and what the young people are saying. They're continuing to report wrongful, intrusive, and often repeated experiences of being stopped for no good reason.